Okay, good luck, everyone. We are going to Bez Hashem continue Shiurim on Matzah Shabbos. The time will be starting at 10:15. Those of you who are able to make it. But this past Thursday night, we started the halachos of Hadlakas Neiros for the halachos of lighting the candles for Friday night, and we said that that is one of the seven mitzvos midirabbanan. We went through the mitzvos midirabbanan. But we will be focusing on the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros. And we said last time why women are designated to be the ones to light the candles, even though technically men and women are obligated in this mitzvah equally. We said that the women are in charge of the tzarchei habayis, of the things that are taken care of in the house. And also the Mishnah Berurah wrote an additional reason based on Chava, that she caused Adam to sin and eventually die, and he was the candle of the world. So she extinguished the candle of the world. So to make up for that, on Friday, when the Avera took place, women, to rectify what Chava did, the Jewish women, they light the candles. The Rishayim bring three reasons for the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros. And it's really very important in Halacha to know the three reasons, and we'll take them one by one. It's based on a pasuk. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'karosa l'Shabbos Oineg. It mentions that Shabbos should be Oineg, L'Kdesh Hashem Mechubad V'Chibadetoy. So there's a concept of Kavod Shabbos. And when you have an honored occasion, an elegant affair, or a fancy meal, like you go to a restaurant, or a shul dinner, or a wedding, you'll see that there's candles on the table. It's dignity to the festive meal, to ambiance, to make it special. And Shabbos, for sure, is such a case. The Holy Shabbos is a special occasion. So to glorify the Suda, to give it an aura of dignity and splendor, we have candles. And it's not so much, according to reason number one, of Kavod Shabbos, not so much for the light, per se, but that's to the honor of Shabbos, the honored occasion, to have an elegant affair. As you notice, there are very often candles by a fancy meal. That is reason number one. Reason number two is Oneg Shabbos. Not to be confused between Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos means to enjoy the Shabbos. We know that there's such a thing as having Shabbos party and having special foods to enjoy the Shabbos. And the candles enhance the pleasure of the meal. Since a meal cannot be properly enjoyed in the dark, meaning the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Dalet, says that a blind person, someone who can't see, can't be satiated with what he's eating because he can't see it. And a person can't be satiated from food that he can't see. But here it's actually even simpler than that. It's just simply not enjoyable eating a meal in the dark. I think you'll all understand that, that it's not enjoyable to eat in the dark. First of all, you can't pass anything to anybody, and a person will spill. You just can't see what you're doing. So just simply to have light, to enjoy the Shabbos, meaning to, you know, keep in mind, this is all before the times of electricity. We'll discuss, Bez Hashem, the halachos of electricity when it comes to the halachos of Hadlakas Neiros. But in those times without electricity, if there was no candles, there was no light. So during the weekday, if that's what you so desire, if a person wants to save the money and they don't want to have the candles, they want to eat in the dark, so fine, they can. But on Shabbos, it's important to enjoy the Shabbos and to have the Oinik Shabbos. It's much more enjoyable to eat where there's light than to eat in the dark. So the reason number one is Kavod Shabbos. Reason number two is Oinik Shabbos. Reason number three, which is quite possibly the most famous of the three reasons, reason number three is what we call Shalom Bayis. And you'll think, what's the connection to Shalom Bayis? But the simple explanation is really not connected to Shalom Bayis in what we refer to as Shalom Bayis. Rashi in Shabbos Daf Chafei says that darkness casts a gloom over people, and it's uncomfortable to move around. People bump into things and they get hurt, and then when someone trips over something and gets hurt, or bumps into something and gets hurt, then they get upset at each other. Oh, who put this on the floor? I tripped and I got hurt. And so to provide an atmosphere of domestic tranquility, we have candles so people can enjoy the Shabbos. Not so much enjoying the meal per se, but reason number three is just simply Shalom Bayis, to have peace in the house. And that's understanding Shalom Bayis in the general term of peace in the whole house, in the whole family, not like we said, not so much to do between the husband and a wife, like we usually call shalom bayis. And because of this, it's even when a person lives alone, even for sure according to reasons number one and number two, but even if a person is all alone, and we'll Bez Hashem discuss those halachos, it's more peaceful and less depressing when it's light. It's very gloomy. And you could even ask, according to this reason, why specifically on Shabbos it's important to have peace among the house throughout the entire week. So the truth is, the Rambam indicates that this reason of Shalom Bayis is even during the weekday. Fine, not a discussion for now, but those are the three reasons why we light the candles on Friday night. Reason number one is Kavod Shabbos, honor of the Shabbos. Reason number two is Onik Shabbos, to enjoy the Shabbos. And reason number three is Shalom Bayis, to have peace in the house. And we mentioned before, I mentioned this a few weeks ago on one of the other shiurim on Hilchos Tefillah, but I think it's worth it to say it again for those that joined new for the recently or for the shiurim on Hadlakas Neros, that there really is more to Shalom Bayis aspect than that. It really does have a connection to what we call Shalom Bayis. And the standard that we light candles is two neros. We'll talk about this more at length in the future, Bez Hashem. One is really for Zachar, one's for Shamar. We'll talk about that, but some light more for each member of the family. We'll see. But the truth is that there is a connection, that the two candles is one for the husband and one for the wife. And the word ner, nun resh, is the gematria, has the gematria of 250. Ner, the nun is 50 and the resh is 200. And two neros equal 500. And that gematria of 500 corresponds to the husband and the wife. Why? Because a man has 248 limbs in his body. Also, we have 248 positive commandments, mitzvah asay in the Torah, and a woman has 252 limbs in the body. And together, 248 plus 252, the math is pretty easy, that together that makes 500. And also the gematria of the words pru uravu, to be fruitful and to multiply, which is the mitzvah of having children between a husband and a wife, the gematria of pru uravu is also, the numerical value is also 500. And there is a connection, the two candles are for the husband and a wife. You'll know that there is a custom when a chatan and a kala walk down the aisle, the parents hold two candles. And that is the same idea, two nairs, two neros, one for the chasen, one for the kala, because that is a husband and a wife coming together. And the truth is that the husband is really supposed to partake in the mitzvah of hadlakas neros, besides the fact that we said tonight, and on Thursday we said that the man is obligated just as much, but he should partake. And it's brought in halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings, that the man should set up the candles, and not only that, but they should light the candles first and then blow it out right away. And this way, when the wife comes to light the candles, it'll be easy, it'll catch on to the fire, the wick will catch on to the flame quicker. And this way, that'll be his part of taking part, of helping out in the mitzvah of the Hadlakas Neros. Now, the Chazon Ish did not actually do that, because he says nowadays our wicks are just as good even without it, so he really doesn't have to light it and blow it out. Rabbi Avigdor Nevensal, who is the Rav of the Old City, and he was a Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he says that perhaps it makes it even worse to the candles. Okay, perhaps yes, maybe yeah, maybe not, but it's not necessary, quite possibly nowadays, to do that. But definitely, at least, the husband should set up the candles, whether it means putting the oil in the cups, which we'll discuss, lining with oil and wax, which one's better, well, Bez Hashem, we'll get to that, or it just means putting those wicks in, the husband should partake a little bit in the Hadlakas Neros. But those are the three reasons: Kavod Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, and Shalom Bayis. You all know that on the night of Yom Kippur, even if Yom Kippur does not fall out on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, we light the candles. We also have candles for Yom Kippur, and we also have on Yom Tov. But on Yom Kippur, these three reasons, obviously the only reason that applies on Yom Kippur is the Shalom Bayis reason. There is no reason of Kavod or Oneg to the Yom Kippur, because there's no meal going on by Yom Kippur. There is before Yom Kippur, the Suda Masekas, but not on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we only have the reason of Shalom Bayis, and Bez Hashem, in the future Shiurim, we'll see the ramifications of these halachos, of the Kavod Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, and Shalom Bayis, but that is the special mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros, connected especially to Shalom Bayis, and that's a very important lesson. Friday night is a very special time between a husband and a wife, and a man comes home from Shul and he sees the Neros, and that's a reminder that a person needs to be careful with Shalom Bayis, especially on this holy day of Shabbos. Okay, have a good night.